Watcher, and a big, big welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Sadly, this week we lost another great jazz pianist. You will no doubt remember that just 2 weeks ago we lost Harold Mayburn, this time Larry Willis. The whole show will be dedicated to this very talented muso, but with a couple of exceptions. We're also going to hear from Ginger Baker, who also died last week. Here's Larry's first outing in a recording studio. I shortened that a bit, but we had to include Larry Willis's brilliant solo. It's from Jackie McLean's Blue Note LP Right Now, recorded Jan 65. Larry Willis made two stunning albums with McLean, the other being High Fidelity. By the way, Those two LPs were separated by one Jackie made with pianist Harold Mayburn, who, of course, we mourned just 2 weeks ago. Bob Cranshaw bass, Clifford Jarvis drums. Willis was born in Harlem into a musical and very competitive family. Originally, he trained to be a classical vocalist, singing opera, and only took up the piano in his last year at high school. Never had a lesson, but within a year had formed a piano-based drums trio with two of his little school chums. Who were they, you ask? Eddie Gomez bass, Al Foster drums. Whoa! Larry Willis, Eddie Gomez, Al Foster were all at school together? Larry was offered basketball scholarships to various colleges, but opted for the Manhattan School of Music, where a classmate of his was none other than Hugh Masekela. And by the age of 19, Larry was gigging with Jackie McLean. We heard a McLean compo, Eco. Next, Larry's first recording as a leader. That's from an LP, goodness, that's difficult to say, called A New Kind of Soul, recorded in New York 1970. It's a James Brown Bobby Bird compo called Licking Stick, and I've no idea what that means. Interesting lineup for your very first recording session. A front line of three flugelhorns, Marv Stamm, Jimmy Owens, and Joe Newman. Larry piano, obviously, Al Gaffer guitar, Victor Sproles bass, and our old school chum Al Foster drums. Where was his other school friend, Eddie Gomez, at this time? Why? He was an integral, long-term part of the famous Bill Evans trio. This was the first of 22 albums Larry Willis made as a leader, and he was on over 300 as a sideman. He played with Dizzy Gillespie, Carmen McRae, Clifford Jordan, Stan Getz. But as well as all that output, Larry's jazz tastes varied lots. Avant-garde, blues, bebop, hard bop, Latin, ballads. he was also big in fusion, and he spent 5 years with the rock group Blood, Sweat and Tears, 72 to 77, and he later formed the Latin jazz group Fort Apache Band. Here he is as a solo pianist. That was Duke Ellington's favourite Billy Strayhorn compo, Lotus Blossom. Larry Willis likened it to playing Chopin. This was recorded at the Fazioli Piano Company's Concert Hall in Italy, November 2011. There is nothing more I need to add to that. Here's Larry accompanying vocalist Kendra Shank. Da 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 And that's on the Maple Shade record label. Larry Willis was its musical director from 92 to 2007, so 15 years worth, during which time it said he personally produced two-thirds of Maple Shade's record output. The singer here is Kendra Shank. She comes from a Californian theatrical family, not the Bud Shank family as I originally thought. And she made her stage debut at 5. She went to Paris to learn French when she was 19, and this song, Paris Bossa, is a result of that time when she had to support herself by busking on the Paris streets. Kendra played the guitar as well as sang. Gary Bart's alto, Larry Willis piano, and producer, of course, Steve Novosel bass, Steve Williams drums. Recorded May, June, 92. Here's Larry supporting guitarist Russell Malone. Thank you. That's on the Japanese Venus label, the Russell Malone Quartet, July 95, with the Charlie Christian compo, Holy Cats. Holy being completely, rather than either religious or full of openings. Long, long track, I'm sorry, but had to shorten it as I'm keen to give you the full range of Larry Willis's playing. Malone guitar, Larry piano, Rodney Whittaker bass, Yoren Israel drums. Here's Richard Groove Holmes and some funky jazz, a song you'll recognise, I'm sure. The title song from a 1973 Groove Merchant LP, Don McLean's American Pie, his tribute to Buddy Holly, with the infamous line, "The day the music died." And here given a good funky workout by Groove Holmes on the Hammond B3, Garold Hubbard guitar, Larry Willis electric piano, Jerry Jemmett bass, and Kwasi J. Orba percussion. We'll come back to Larry Willis in a little while, but let's now hear from Ginger Baker, who also died just last week. Warning, you will enjoy this.
Thank you.
Yes, a lovely, delicate song by the former wild man of rock, Ginger Baker, who was undoubtedly one of the best ever rock drummers. Tempted to play you something from Cream, the band he was in with Eric Clapton and Jack Bruce. Ginger's obituaries have been long and detailed. And if you ever saw that documentary, Beware of Mr. Baker, you'll know that he was a difficult man, given to verbal and physical assaults on those around him, often his own bandmates. He was originally a jazz drummer, such was his talent. He, Ginger, rated himself way above rock drummers, who he usually described as talentless and moronic. And Ginger claimed to be on a par with Max Roach, Art Blakey and Elvin Jones, the highest possible company. He made two fabulous albums with bassist Charlie Hayden and guitarist Bill Frisell. But even with those two big jazz names, it's definitely the Ginger Baker Trio. This Atlantic album is called Back Home and recorded March 94 in LA. And that was a Charlie Hayden compo, Spiritual. Ginger died aged 80, peacefully apparently, probably the first and only peaceful event in his 80 turbulent years. Next up, a quartet recording from Feb 2014. It's a song you'll know well. We'll be right back. Somehow, despite his osteoarthritis, chronic lung problems and various other ailments, plus, of course, his heroin and alcohol issues, he came back to touring and recording in 2013. This album, Why, was recorded February 2014. Why? Because he needed the money. He said the pain went away when he sat at the drums, but after a gig he was utterly exhausted. He claimed to have given up heroin 29 times, but there were many other addictions too. That was Sonny Rollins' classic song, St Thomas, recorded here in the UK in Wiltshire, with Pee-wee Ellis tenor, Alec Dankworth bass, Abbas Dudu percussion, Peter Edward Ginger Baker drums. Here's the closing number from a not very well recorded Nat Adderley gig in May 89. Nat Adderley Sextet using Minor Blues as their theme to name-check the Musos at the end of this gig at Sweet Basil's in New York. And in case you didn't hear their names on this poorly recorded album, Nat Cornett, unsurprisingly, Sonny Fortune and Vincent Herring altos, David Williams bass and Jimmy Kopp drums. Plus, as Nat Adderley said, composer, arranger and generally all-round swinging Larry Willis piano. Larry was a prolific composer. Here he is in a trio setting with his own compo, Blues, for Wynton Kelly.
Thank you.
Blues for Wynton Kelly, Kelly being an early influence on the young Larry Willis, together with Monk, Evans, McCoy Tyner, Herbie Hancock. This Evidence label album was recorded in Feb 88 in New York City. George Mraz bass and the seemingly omnipresent Al Foster drums. And here's Larry with his own quintet. That song was Good Friday, another Willis original. Larry says he's, quote, attempting to convey the pain and utter despair that must have overcome the faithful watching Jesus carry his cross up that stone-strewn little hill, unquote. Recorded in Leesburg, Virginia, over two separate sessions, Jan and September 2002. And it's on the Mapleshade label and called Sanctuary. Joe Ford, alto, Ray Codrington, trumpet, Larry, piano, Steve Novosel, bass, Steve Berrios, drums, plus the Rick Schmid strings. Must admit, I edited out the long strings-only intro. Compare and contrast with this next song.
At this time, we'd like to do for you a song that sings the praises of the people of Abangoma, who are one of the few peoples left in Africa who still live the old life of our forefathers. And people all over the countryside are always singing their praises. Abangoma.
Abangoma, Song of Praise, from an MGM LP called The Americanization of Ooga Booga, recorded in 65 in New York. That title, The Americanization of Ooga Booga, was Hugh Masekela's answer to those white people in the US who patronized him with references to Tarzan and the jungle. Masekela, vocal and trumpet, Larry Willis, the driving force of that song, piano, Harold Dodson, bass, and Henry Jenkins, percussion. Larry also supplied a variety of grunts, shouts and chants to give us another side of his vast talent. And it's now time for our closer. I've chosen another piano solo by Larry. Actually, it's the only solo on this high note album called The Offering. Eddie Gomez is back on bass on all the other numbers, together with Eric Alexander and Billy Drummond. This is Duke Ellington's exquisite song, Melancholia, which, based on the name alone, is obviously a sorrowful song. Larry plays it note for note as Ellington played it, as, quote, "I didn't see any reason to improvise. All I did was simply play the melody," unquote. But beautifully, Larry. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, October 2007. Melancholia.
Thank you.
What can I say? Can't think of two more contrasting musos, Larry Willis and Ginger Baker. But each in their own way, very different ways, left a legacy of wonderful musical memories. I hope you've enjoyed this tribute to both of them, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.